By the mid-1970s, the biggest oil company in the world, Exxon, was starting to wonder if climate change might finally be about to arrive on the political agenda and start messing with its business model. Maybe it was the reference in the Kissinger speech or Schneider's appearance on The Tonight Show, or maybe it was just that the year 2000, the point after which scientists warned things were going to start to hurt, didn't seem quite so far off. In the summer of 1977, James Black, one of the top science advisors at Exxon, made a presentation on the greenhouse effect to the company's most senior staff. This was a big deal. Executives at that level would only want to know about science that would affect the bottom line. The same year, the company hired Edward David Jr. to head up their research labs. He'd learned about climate change while working as an advisor to Nixon. Under David, Exxon started to build a small research project on carbon dioxide. Small, at least, by Exxon standards. At $1 million a year, it was a good chunk of cash. Just not much compared with the $300 million a year the company spent on research at large. In December 1978, Henry Shaw, the scientist leading Exxon's carbon dioxide research, wrote in a letter to David that Exxon must develop a credible scientific team. One that can critically evaluate science that comes in on the topic and be able to carry bad news, if any, to the corporation. Exxon fitted out one of its largest supertankers with custom-made instruments to do ocean research. Exxon wanted to be taken seriously as a credible player, so wanted leading scientists on board and was willing to ensure they had scientific freedom. Indeed, some of the work they undertook with oceanographer Taro Takahashi would be later used in a 2009 paper concluding that the oceans absorb only 20% of carbon dioxide emitted from human activities. This work earned Takahashi a Champion of the Earth Prize from the UN. In October 1982, David told a global warming conference financed by Exxon, "Few people doubt that the world has entered an energy transition, away from dependence upon fossil fuels and towards some mix of renewable resources that will not pose problems of CO2 accumulation."